This is episode number 2149 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 10th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A zookeeper in the UK has hired a Marvin Gaye impersonator. Now you're going to say, well, what's this all about? Okay. They are doing their best to get the primates in the mood. And
oh my gosh. For Valentine's Day for the primates
the
too.
The Trentham Monkey Forest in England is doing mating season big this year, hiring a singer to perform some classic Marvin hits, naturally, including Let's Get It On. Ow, baby. Let's get it on. David Largy is the man doing the serenading inside the zoo's monkey enclosure. And since it's mating season,
what about oh wee oh wee oh?
That's not a Marvin Gaye song. Park director Matt Lavott said, "We thought it could be a creative way to encourage our females to show a little affection to males that might not have been so lucky in love."
Oh, aww. So basically, they're encouraging the female primates to ask out the male primates.
How do you like that? How do you like that, yeah. By God? So basically, they're hoping Marvin's songs can get even the loneliest of monkeys, you know, lucky. Because it makes sense. These classics have been promoting human hookups for decades now.
Are they?
You put on a little Marvin Gaye, and everybody's feeling pretty good.
All right, is this from experience?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Marvin Gaye, Al Green, all that stuff works. Barry White.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they going to have some Barry White going on there?
It should work for monkeys because we come, you know, kind of from the same place.
So
I'm just saying.
I hate to say it, but I'm really curious to see how this all turns out.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully they'll report back. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Animal love. That's what's going on for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Speaking of animal love, yeah. Snoop Dogg calls performing at the Super Bowl a dream come
true.
Well,
sure. I can see that.
He just bought Death Row Records.
Did he?
Yeah.
The guy's got money. Look what becoming buddies with Martha Stewart will do for you.
I'm telling you. See, it's all that.
Yeah, I think that's
Martha
part
Stewart.
Of it. I think it's totally part of it. Oh, yeah, you know.
Well, she's mainstreamed him.
Martha's, well, not just mainstreamed him, but she's also taught him her ins and outs about finances and investments.
But
which,
look what he's done for her.
Well, of course, she's very relevant today because of. Anyway, so Snoop is excited about doing the show on Sunday.
Yeah, he said he's looking forward to sharing the stage with me. Well, they're also, him and Martha are also doing the Puppy Bowl.
Are they really?
They are. Which
oh,
I
now
find
that's
strange.
Oh, that's very meta. That's not good. They
but
should not do that.
While the Super Bowl halftime show is going
right.
on, they're going to be doing it.
The Puppy Bowl is, it's all a fake, people. Oh my gosh.
We've
been told it's a fake.
So he said he's looking forward to sharing the stage with music legends who are his friends.
Right.
Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
They join
maybe some others that we don't know about.
And probably
yet.
Some others. They join Snoop for the halftime show this Sunday here in La La Land.
La La Land. It's so fire.
He says, "We're all one. We're all united together," he said. Snoop also said he might perform his 1994 classic, Gin and Juice.
Ooh, Gin and Juice.
But
no,
hasn't
a
made
classic.
A final decision yet. All right, so no word on whether his bestie Martha will be there in the green room or in the house.
She's hosting
for that
the Puppy Bowl.
Be on the lookout for a hilarious new TV spot during the game starring Martha and Snoop hawking a new big disposable lighter.
And all that entails.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yep. Well, Orlando Bloom is still letting it all hang out.
Yeah. Oh, is he? I think I have a feeling where you're going with this.
So Katy Perry revealed her fiancé has not changed one bit.
Not one iota.
Not one iota.
Wow.
Since being photographed paddleboarding in the nudes.
In the nudes. We remember
in
that
August
story.
August 2016.
We broke it right here on the
we
Who Cares
did.
News.
We did.
And if we would have been on TV, we could have shown you the picture. Instead, Morgan just drooled all on it for about 3 days. It was up on the wall here.
Yeah,
so,
I probably still have it somewhere.
Yeah.
Katie was on the Kyle and Jackie O show yesterday.
We love Kyle and Jackie O.
They're so funny.
When we grow up, we want to be like Kyle and Jackie O, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
They're on the radio in Sydney, Australia. And they're the number one radio show in Sydney.
Yes.
And they've been together 20 years.
Yes.
And they make $9 million a year.
Yes.
We kind of want to do that part.
Absolutely.
Or even part of it. Maybe even a mill.
Yeah, I take it.
I'd take 10,000.
Does that mean I can keep the 990,000?
Sure. Sure.
Give you 10,000?
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
I like that.
Like it's going to happen.
So Kyle asked if Lando started wearing pants on holiday after they had their baby in August 2020. So Katie...
Oh my God, I hope so.
So Mrs. Bloom said...
Poor Daisy. She's not Mrs. Bloom yet. They're not married.
Oh, that's right. They're not married.
They are not married. Yeah.
All right. She said, you can't put reins on that man. He's a wild stallion, and that's how I like it.
Oh, I bet she does. That you never lose that sense of wonder there, Katie. Never lose it.
If you lose it, send him to me.
I was going to say, there's lots of women out there that would be just fine with him wandering around without pants.
Yeah, I'll handle it for
what.
You. Literally. The paparazzi photos of a stark naked Orlando broke the internet at that time.
Yep.
It forced him to concede on the Howard Stern show in September 2019 that his junk is just not that big.
Well, you know. Well, size doesn't matter, right?
It's okay, Orlando.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Size doesn't matter, man. He got Katy Perry. He obviously did something
right. Yeah, he's doing just fine.
Oh, my gosh.
He has no shame in his manhood since he went skinny dipping just last summer.
Oh, did he?
And
my guess is
his junk is just fine.
I'm sure it's just fine. Well,
I would probably pass the Bloomin' inspection.
The Bloomin' inspection. I do hope. Now, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. Some people are very comfortable walking around in their house naked in front of their kids. I mean, that's always been a thing. No, that's always been a thing.
I know.
I've just never been comfortable with that.
No.
You know,
most people aren't.
But you know what? If you are, it's okay. It's your house.
And
they're
your kids. No.
Your naked body is not necessarily sexual. I mean, you should not think of it as such. Somebody thinks Orlando's body is sexual, so.
I think a lot of people think Orlando Bloom's body is sexual.
Speaking of sexual bodies, do I need to say her name? Halle Berry. I've been thinking about...
Actually, that kind of fit.
I've been thinking about this.
You didn't just phone that one in.
Because every day she posts something, right? Uh-huh. And she's got kind of this three-tiered mystique to her. One is, I'm 55, I look damn fine, and I'm going to flaunt it. Okay, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she's huge in fitness, so she posts about her fitness. And number three, she loves dogs. And I mean, she posts about
her
puppies. Don't you like her? We love her. So anyway.
Does she like cats?
I don't think so.
Well, then that marks her down a little bit then.
Yeah.
Two steps forward.
And one step back.
One step back.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Right? Right. Have a good day. And
that's all the news that you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.